Rain is expected to increase across the northern plains and portions of the upper Midwest as we go forward through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We've seen erratic rain already over the past couple of days across portions of the region, but not everybody has had rain. A big part of central and southern Minnesota and the easternmost parts of South Dakota and southeastern North Dakota have not seen much moisture, but there are areas just to farther to the west in the interior southeast of North Dakota that have had upwards to an inch and a quarter of rain, and a couple of spots in South Dakota that have had greater amounts of rain, especially in the interior southeast. But anyway, as we go forward through the rest of the afternoon, the shower activity will continue, but the greatest precipitation coverage and intensity is expected to develop over the evening in western portions of South Dakota, and it will work its way to the east and north as we go forward through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. The precipitation will begin to wind down on Sunday, but we won't be seeing dry weather across the region until sometime during the day on Monday. Probably late Sunday night or early Monday morning, we'll start to see that drier tendency settling in. The moisture totals that are going to be coming up will be a little bit more significant, a little better distributed across the region. We fully expect to see another 1.5 to 1.5 inches of rain in general, some local 2 to 3 inch amounts will be possible. Now, the heavier rains are going to be pocketed and they won't be generalized, but we do expect a few areas in northern and a couple of central Minnesota locations to do relatively well. And the same may be the case for the interior southeast part of North Dakota and northeastern South Dakota, as well as the Missouri River Valley area and points to the west in central and western parts of South Dakota. The lightest precipitation will likely be close to the Canada border in North Dakota, but everybody's going to get some additional moisture and field work will be held back a bit, but the moisture is going to be great for replenishing some moisture in the topsoil for a while. The temperatures across the region are expected to be turning a bit cooler as we move forward through this forecast period. We'll expect to see highs Saturday and Sunday, mostly 60s and lower 70s. We're seeing some of that already in parts of the region. Monday will still be in the 60s and lower 70s. As we get into Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week, we'll gradually warm back up again, seeing above normal temperatures with readings in the 70s and even some 80s back again. Our nighttime low temperatures may slip back into some 40s and some lower 50s during the coolest period late this weekend into early next week, but nothing much colder than that, and we'll likely see another chance for some precipitation showing up in our forecast, but not until we get out towards the end of next week and more likely in the following weekend. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.